It is not every day that the leader of the Federal Conservative Party pays a visit to our community, but today is that day. And the Right Honorable Leader of the Opposition, Pierre Poilievre, joins our program this morning. Mr. Poilievre, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for making time for the show. What brings you to Kitchener today?
Well, we're visiting a number of different businesses that manufacturing facilities, retail outlets, and others to share our plan to axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, stop the crime. And as you know, after 8 years of Trudeau, housing costs have doubled, work no longer pays, food prices have driven 2 million people to the food bank. So we're here with common sense solutions so that the people of Kitchener-Waterloo region can bring home the country they love.
Axe the tax is pretty simple, I think, for people to understand. You have made it clear that you would get rid of the carbon tax in this country. What then is your plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and tackle a rapidly changing climate?
We need to give people affordable alternatives. So instead of driving up the cost of traditional energies we still need, like oil and gas, we need to drive down the cost of zero-emitting energy. That means green lighting, responsible nuclear, hydroelectric, geothermal, and tidal wave power so that we can feed our grid with energy from emissions-free sources. It means mining the minerals that go into electric car batteries so that we no longer import them from high-emitting, coal-burning economies like China. And it means giving people the chance to pay less for those alternatives rather than paying more for the kinds of traditional energy that is still necessary. We should bring home production of our mining, our resources to this country where we can do it more environmentally responsibly than any other place on earth. I'll be repealing Trudeau's anti-resource law that has been found unconstitutional, that we can produce the greenest, cleanest resources anywhere on earth and at a low price for our consumers.
Stopping the crime is timely in this community, Mr. Poilievre, because we just had a business owner on our show yesterday who was concerned with, and he spoke for dozens of businesses in his area of the community, concerned with repeated petty thefts and catch and release policies. Would you do anything when it comes to bail reform in this country?
Yes. Trudeau's catch and release bail law allows the same repeat violent offenders to be released within hours of their arrest. In Vancouver, for example, they had to arrest and or charge the same 40 offenders 6,000 times in 1 year. That's 150 per offender per year. That's because they keep getting released. Police will tell you that they're not even done the paperwork on an arrest before the offender is out on bail, and often an hour later, again. And the good news is we don't have a lot of criminals. The bad news is Trudeau keeps turning them loose. So I'll bring in jail and not bail, which is to say repeat violent offenders will be ineligible for bail or early parole, and that will keep them behind bars and massively reduce crime. We did this in the previous Harper government and cut crime by 25%. That is common sense, and now we need to bring home safe streets.
Do you support a safe supply program for those who are struggling with addiction?
Well, the terminology is deceptive because after 8 years of Trudeau paying to give out opioids under the slogan of safe supply, the number of overdose deaths has exploded. We've had 40,000 people die in 8 years. Overdose deaths are up 200% under this policy. In Belleville, we lost 12 people to overdoses in 2 hours a couple of weeks back. This is not working. And the reason is that the addicts are taking the tax-funded opioids and they're using them until they're no longer strong enough. And then when they want something better, they sell those opioids to kids. and used the profits to buy more powerful fentanyl. And the kids use the opioids till they graduate up to dangerous fentanyl, and the cycle continues. This whole crisis started because of pharmaceutical-grade opioids pushed by corrupt pharmaceutical companies. Why are we profiting those same companies and distributing those same drugs when the solution is to cut that off and instead put the money into treatment and recovery, that detox, counseling, group therapy, yoga, sweat lodges for First Nations, exercise programs, transitional housing back into the job market. And that is the common sense way to bring our loved ones home drug-free.
The federal government has recently introduced a cap on the number of international student visas being issued. This is an issue that is a bit of a lightning rod in our community right now, where our college, Conestoga, last year approved or accepted more than 30,000 international students. What would you say is the right balance of international student visas for our colleges and universities in Canada?
Well, the right balance is that a student must have a real university or college admission letter. They must have proof that they have housing, and they must have proof of income before they are granted a visa to come to Canada. This is how it worked before Trudeau. We had no problems. Our student program was a brilliant success. It was admired around the world. Trudeau came in and allowed fraudsters and crooked consultants, fake colleges, to bring in hundreds of thousands of students, so-called students. In many cases, they weren't really studying. They were just getting in to as a shortcut for other immigration paths. And that overwhelmed our housing market and has caused major problems. So my common sense plan would be to reverse the chaos Trudeau caused in this international student program. I'll link the number of the population growth to the growth in our housing stock so that we can get rid of the shortfall and house our own people. And I'll make sure that anyone who comes here has a home, an income, and a real university to study at.
Mr. Poilievre, the Secretary General of NATO is asking that Canada set a date to meet its 2% pledge of GDP to defense. Would you commit to a date, and how would you get our spending up to that 2% if it's important?
I'm open to coming up with a date. Here's my common sense plan to rebuild our forces, which Trudeau has destroyed. He's made our country weak, poor, and defenseless by wasting money on back office bureaucracy, on botched purchases of equipment, and on useless foreign aid to dictators, terrorists, and multinational bureaucracies with woke agendas. So my common sense plan will be to cut the back office bureaucracy, the foreign aid to dictators, terrorists, and global bureaucracies, and the waste in our procurement, and put all of those resources into frontline equipment for our soldiers, sailors, and airmen. That will allow us to boost both our spending on defense as a share of GDP, but also to get more bang for the buck, literally and figuratively, so that we can stand on guard for our country.
Mr. Poilievre, thank you very much for making time for our show today.
Axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, stop the crime. Thank you very much.
Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the official opposition.